Good evening, Rabbi Sai. Good evening. Good evening. Hope you're all well. We'll be learning tonight some continuation of Hilchas Kiyas HaTorah. And we'll be learning a little bit more about taking Sefer Torah out of its place. We'll be learning about when are you meant to be offended? In Simon Kuf Lamed Vav is about when are you meant to be offended? Which Aliyah is the one that you should get offended for. Okay, that's what we're going to be learning Kuf Lamed Vav. And when you should feel particularly honored, that's Kuf Lamed Vav. Kuf Lamed Zayin will be hopefully learning tonight as well, which is about the obligation of how much Kiyas HaTorah one should hear Tuesday, Monday and Thursday, as well as Shabbos on the one hand, and Shabbos on the other hand. What happens if a person doesn't hear so much? He misses out something, doesn't hear a word, doesn't hear, falls asleep. And what happens then? Does he have an obligation to hear again? That's discussed in Kuf Lamed Zayin, as well as many other shaylos as well. Also, Kuf Lamed Zayin also talks about the... Kuf Lamed Vav also talks about the halachos, who is actually obligated to have an aliyah l'torah, Rabbi Sai. Who is obligated to have an aliyah l'torah? There's many minhagim, but who is actually obligated to have an aliyah l'torah? That's the bi'alach over here, which we shall briefly talk about. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're not quite finished with Sif Lam Yudalet in Tim Kuf Lam and Hey. We need to go over it a little bit, just to add a little bit of clarity. Could we just briefly go through the last Sif over here and see if in Tim Kuf Lam and Hey, that's the bottom of page 36. If people are in a prison, you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to people who are imprisoned, even if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We learned that the reason Mishneh Berurah says, the reason is because zilzul ul Sefer Torah, the Torah is not something that is, you don't bring the Sefer Torah to people, rather we have to approach the Sefer Torah. Therefore, you don't take the Sefer Torah out of its own, you bring it to individuals. We learned that the Mishneh Berurah is mikel with regards to tzibur. Yes, you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah to bring it to a minyan, that's acceptable. But if it's, that's what the Mishneh Berurah Lemaisa paskens. I still saw in the post game that there is some relevant cases. If you were to bring, Rabbi Sefer, what could be still a problem? How would you bring a Sefer Torah when it's not for a minyan? Yeah. Right, so prison you wouldn't be allowed to, that's right. Shul in a really? The prison? Really? Okay. So the Maisa, pardon? Chole. Chole is also, Mishneh Berurah also says, Chole is in the same category as an honest base asurim. The Mishneh Berurah, the police can bring cases if it's brought out of the... If it's brought out of the oroin and it's brought like in a hall or something, if you have to bring it like waiting for putting it to another minyan, bring it to another place, even if it's an interim kind of placement you put it in, it's still a problem. It's still a problem. And whilst maybe, yeah.
You mean you can't put it into storage?
Correct, storage, yeah. Traveling is another issue altogether, which I'm not going to be touching on over here. But traveling, bring a Sefer Torah. Whenever you're taking it out of it, it's actually problematic. It's not so posh at all. How you can actually bring a Sefer Torah out of it, I'm going to bring it elsewhere. Right, now Rabbi Sai, very common, of course, is the Shaila of Novel House. Now, what's the halacha there? Right, so since you're bringing it for a minyan, it's fine. But look what the Ramah says over here. It's only with regards to Shas Akiya for lining. But if you are preparing the Sefer Torah, at least one day, 2 days prior to it being used, it's fine. If you are bringing the Sefer Torah for an important man, in Shor, it's permitted either way, even if there's no conditions. So the Mishnah explains if Kotten Mem Tess, that yom yomayim achronim iskim mudu adini meichin makim lesefer Torah boys yom. If you prepare the sefer Torah for that very day, she munach sham yom yomayim shapidam. If you bring the sefer Torah into a place, even if and you bring it there to be there for 1 or 2 days, if you're putting it there, and you put it in a certain place, where it's going to be used in 1 or 2 days, then that's fine. If you brought it there respectfully into a place which you will be using it eventually, that's fine as well. Because you're preparing it there, you're keeping it there for to be used respectfully. That's fine as well. Right. So for lining, for when it's time has come to line, you take it out and use it and you bring it back to that place. And then it's not naked, it's not recognizable that you just took it out for lining purposes because you brought it there a day or two earlier. He has a certain fixed place now. You brought it and he established it there. Afterwards, you use it for lining, but that's fine. Then the Mishnah Bus, the Rama says that for Adam Choshev it's fine as well. Mishnah Bus, if God Nun says, Adam Choshev, Chotzenem a Godel Betoira. If it's not some an important person because he is an important politically or financially, that's not the point of it. The point of Adam Choshev is Godel Betoira. You're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah for somebody who's an Adam Choshev. The Adraba Torah mis Aleis, Ale de Anoshim Gdoilim, Velav Zilzul, it's not considered disrespectful for the Sefer Torah if you are bringing it to a Godel Betoira, because the whole idea is, we should be Bnei Torah, and if it's Gol B'Torah, it's not disrespectful. So if Chayla, and somebody's in a Beis HaSurin, it's disrespectful to bring the Torah to a person. But if he happens to be, if you're bringing the Sefer Torah to somebody who is a Gol B'Torah, it's acceptable. With regards, now there is a Shmua, Rabbi Yisai, that you are only allowed to move the Sefer Torah that's been used for 3 times. Have you heard that? It's very negative to Shiva houses. Yeah, what did you hear? We mentioned it before. Right. Yeah. So Shlomo Zalman says there are 3 things that people say about 3 which has no makor. And one of them is that some people say you're only allowed to move the Sefer Torah out of its place once it's been used for 3 times, which would be very relevant for a Shiva house. You bring the Sefer Torah, you bring it to a Shiva house, you're using it on a, say, Sheni and a Chamishi, and then potentially you don't use it on a on Shabbos Mincha, potentially. And then, you've only used it 2 times. You often overhear people saying that, oh, 1 second, you can't move it back now. There's an Oroin. You can't move it back because you haven't used it 3 times. Now, Shlomo Zalman says there's absolutely no Makor whatsoever for that. And this is poshut wrong. I did actually see today, Mamash today, I saw some poskim who tried to bring some sort of Makor. But Shlomo Zalman is very firm about this. And he says, there's no Makor if there's no Makor for it, and there's no source whatsoever to be. What were the other 2 things? Oh yeah, that's one I added, that one, but that's not what Shlomo Zalman says. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman speaks about washing hand 3 times if it's not Nigelwasser. Often for instance for Hamoitzi or for other purposes as well, even for Nikias purpose, there's no reason why you should wash your hand 3 times. Shlomo Zalman also speaks about, three tanesim before Bar Mitzvah. I think these are the 3 that he mentions. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're ready for Kuf Lamed Vav. Miyem anikron Sefer Torah b'Shabbos. Who is meant to be called up for Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Seif Aleph. B'Shabbos v'yom tov yom ha-kippurim. Koyin inach ha-levi tamidichomim hamunim ala tzibur. Koyin, you haven't got a choice. You call up a koyin. We learned previously, even if it's not ha-tamid chochem, and even if it's a pure, undiluted ha-ma'oretz, you call up the koyin. Nothing you can do about it. You call up the koyin. Levi as well. You call up a Levi. Whatever happens, you call up a Levi. But then comes Shlishi. Who is called up for Shlishi, Rabbi Yisrael? Rabbi Yisrael, which one is the biggest covered? Which one is the biggest covered?
Depends where you daven.
Oh, very good. Depends where you daven. That's right. Very, very good. Hapsikwa, which one is the biggest covered? When you're going to feel really honored, which Aliyah do you feel, oh, wow, that was really nice of them? Shlishi?
They usually give Rav or visiting Rav.
Get Shlishi, Rabbi Yisrael. Shishi, Shlishi. Any other opinions? Okay, so Shulchan Aruch says, "B'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim v'Kippurim, Kodim Koyrin Achalevi Tamid Chomim Hamamudim Al Tzibur." The Shulchan Aruch states very clearly that After Levi, you call up Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim, Hamemunim al HaTzibur, who are serving the community. In other words, Rabbonim, Dayonim, they are called up for Shlishi, says Shulchan Aruch. Ve'achareihem Talmidei Chachamim haruim lemanoisam parnosim al HaTzibur. After that come Talmidei Chachamim, who could potentially fill a void, lemanoisam parnosim al HaTzibur, they could... Aruyim, they are worthy Talmidei Chachamim, and they have some potential, but they're not actually paskin, they're not serving the tzibur. They come after that. They are genuine Talmidei Chachamim, they know what they're talking about, but they don't actually serve the tzibur to such an extent. Yeah. Yeah. And after that, Bnei Talmidei Chachamim, the sons of Talmidei Chachamim, Shavoyseim Memunim al HaTzibur, their fathers serve the community. So the sons of Talmidei Chachamim, they get aliyahs after that. And after that, Rosh Knessios, after that come the, what we'd call nowadays, Askonim, people who are busy in the community, sorting out various, important tasks in the communities of the Askonim, they come after that, who are not necessarily Talmidei Chachamim, the Cholaim, and afterwards comes everybody, what we say in English, everyone else, Cholaim comes after that. Now, the Mishnah, so we're learning, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, what is the order? Kohen, Levi, and then, Talmidei Chachamim goes from top, Shlishi is the highest covered, and it goes down, until V'chol Ha'om afterwards. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Zivkot Na'ala B'Shabbos Yom Tov Shurin Habit. Talmidei Chachamim Mamunim, V'chol Kosav, Kosav Maril, Mitzvah Likros B'Yom Tov Anoshim HaMa'amidim HaKehila. Maril says, it's important on Yom Tov to call up the important members of the community who establish the community, all the people who have got, who do a great amount of work for the community, they are called up, they come prior to anything else. So the Maril says, if there's anybody in the community who does a great amount of work for the community, he would even come before time. If he does a huge, that the whole community stands on him, you could call him up Shlishi as well. But otherwise, Talmid Chochem Mufluk would come at the very beginning. Now, what's interesting is that we had Talmid Chochem, and then afterwards, a little bit after that, comes the sons of Talmid Chochemim. What's the Ayichas, Rabbi Yisai? What's the point of having us, to be a son of a Talmid Chochem? Now, I'm sure you've got something to say, Moshele. What's the point of being a son of a Talmid Chochem? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten gimel shavuysem, shimuchiyavi lechadu b'shvil kvoid avoysom. There's a concept that you give kavoid to sons of Talmidei Chachamim. Is that fair? Why? Yeah, shelechad b'shvil kvoid avoysom. Sheish b'zei kavoid la'avoys. Mishnah Berurah's last two words are the critical ones. That if you want a way of respecting Talmidei Chachamim is to show respect to the sons of Talmidei Chachamim. The fact that you show respect to the sons of Talmidei Chachamim, that's a way of showing respect to their fathers.
I'm saying if you've given the aliyah to the Chachamim, anyway, so what?
The order, it's just that first you start Talmidei Chachamim, lo Talmidei Chachamim, sons of Talmidei Chachamim, and then comes the rest. So, right. Now, Sifkot and Dalet is talking about the shuls that sell aliyahs. You anybody that happens in shul that sells aliyahs? Benefit. What happens then? What do you do then? If you sell aliyahs? You bid, and then who gets the aliyah lemaisa? Highest bidder. Does that work with the Shulchan Aruch or not? It doesn't work. Says the Mishnah Berurah, indeed, as you're saying. V'achke Rosh HaKnesses. V'kolze ma'ayre b'mekoymash ein mo'ichin ha'metz. All this is talking about cases where we're not selling aliyahs. Hello, Shoyim, the Mamuna, the Kuril, if you are covered, the Gabba calls up according to Kovoid. Havul Mumukoimois, but in places, Shemoichina mitzvahs, that you sell the Aliyahs for Neufel Amois, the Tzokin, all the money goes to Tzokim, Everybody who buys them, Yeshli Rishus, he's got the right. Lechabed Mishitze, he can call up, he can be mechabed whoever he wants. Once you've paid, you can do whatever you want. You've bought it, it's a genuine sale. You can actually do whatever, you can give it to anybody. You can find the greatest Amoritz in town and give him Shlishi. That's fine, as long as you paid for it.
Can he give it to himself?
Yes, he can, sure. Machloikas says that you should try to make sure that it doesn't lead to any machloikas. The last few words are very important. That if there's chiyuvim in town, you have to give the chiyuvim. We're going to see in the Bi'alocha there's various chiyuvim obligation that people who have an obligation to have an aliyah, those you can't override just because you paid for it. You can't override. So that's what the Yiddish expression bala mois is baladeus, as they say. That the one who's got the mois, the one who paid the money, paladeus, he's got the opinion, he can buy the aliyah. That's fine, that's perfectly acceptable. If the money goes to stocker, that's perfectly okay. Now the next Mishnah Berurah is really where we go back, Shlishi and Shishima. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zivkot Nevichol Om. Achshav Noagu. And now the minhag is, Shagotoy Latzibu Hu HaMesayim HaSedra. Now the minhag is, that the God Latzibu, the greatest covet is to give the last aliyah to the is the most choshev aliyah. Kosev atshuvas ramar mintz, simen vav, mokm shenagu shapanes oile, einu rishai limchoil, leachre shikuvim koimoim. The ramar mintz says that actually, if the minhag is in a certain place, that the most choshev member of the keli gets an aliyah, he cannot be moichal. Halik sam sofer had an aliyah every single Shabbos, you can't be moichal. If the Rav, there's certain shuls that he has got every single, that he has an aliyah, every single Shabbos, he can't be moichel. He can't say, this week, I just, try to find somebody else. You can't do that because he can't be moichel. Right. Good. Okay. So Rabbi Sais, we're learning over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion that in the name of the Achronim, that there are places that the most choshva kovoid, the most choshev covet is the final aliyah of the parsha. So while Shulchan Aruch says Shlishi is the most choshev covet, Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of Achronim that the biggest covet is Shlishi. So what are you meant to do if you are Gaber? Mishnah Berurah brings that the most achshav noagu shagod latzibur misayim asedra. Last aliyah is the most. Well, it's the closer you get, it seems, good point, it seems that the closer you get to the Siyum HaSed is more Choshev. So, yeah. Right, so Shlishi is the least Choshev according to that. So what do you do? Suppose you have to know what they like. Yeah, what would you do? Have you ever been Gabor? What would you do? Maybe. Yeah, but I mean, in the capacity of Gabos. Yeah, so Mishnah Berurah says, "When Ach Shav Noagu Shikor LaTzibur Misayim HaSedra." Right. I think. What do you think? Yeah.
But you might want to say that in all the shuls previously, people used to actually buy a chelek in the shul.
Right.
So people had like a family seat that they owned.
Correct, definitely.
So I don't know. It's
I think that there's a lot of credit to this system because Lemaisa, what it leads is that it certainly leads to a situation there's less machloikas, less katota, less this uncomfortable feelings, and therefore I think it's actually a very, very good system. It also makes sure that everybody actually gets an aliyah. If you just go according to covet, then There's going to be people that, you know, that it's going to be an unfair, not unfair, but it's going to be a lack of, does that make sense? Like this, everybody gets, so I think there's a lot of credit to the system. Yeah, Rabbi says, so when are we going to be or get offended? When are we going to get offended? Which Aliyah? It's interesting that I saw with regards to Ravi, so one of the poskim said that Ravi, there's a beauty with regards to Ravi. It's like the menorah, he gets to a point that, you know, you come to the spitz, and then afterwards he goes, he descends again. Like the middle of something is a certain holiness with regards to the middle. The middle is like the, you know, the middle is, so Ravi, according to some, Ravi was actually very, very choshev. So Rabbi said, what should we do? When should we actually get offended? Chamishim. When you don't get any, very good. Yeah. Okay. So I suppose, yeah, when you don't get any, or I suppose never to get offended because you can assume that the Gabba really wants to give you a lot of cover according to some opinions. So, yeah. Okay. Rabbi Isa, here in the Bialacha, he brings down, and I want to very briefly just mention it because this is the absolute critical Bialacha for every Gabba. If you ever come to a situation that you need to know who actually deserves an aliyah, this is the place to look. Because this bialocha of Yepaskins very, very clearly, it's a long bialocha, and it goes to all the people who actually require an aliyah. It goes to many, many shilas. It's often quoted in the Sidurim. They bring a brief summary of this. But this is actually the Mekor. He brings over here the people who are obligated to have an aliyah and the people who have just have a minute to have an aliyah. Rabbi Yisrael, who do you think is the top of the top of the top? Who is the most important person to get an aliyah? That's right. Bialocha says Chosn b'yoyin chuposoy is the highest level of obligation. Chosn b'yoyin chuposoy. He's followed as a secondary importance is Chosn b'shabbos koyde machasne, which we call Oifuf, that's right. Oifuf is a secondary important. That's the second most important. Followed by afterwards. And Bar Mitzvah is the third. That's right. Bar Mitzvah is the third. And it's actually only talking about Bar Mitzvah Be'oise Shabbos. So if, yeah, Bar Mitzvah Be'oise Shabbos. If it is, Mishnah Berurah speaks later, if it's not Be'oise Shabbos, it's a little bit less. The Chiyuv is a little bit less. But if it's Bar Mitzvah Be'oise Shabbos, it's a very high obligation. Followed by Baal Ishel Edes, Peshabbos Sholeches Lebeis HaKnesses. Contrary to popular belief, the obligation of a husband is primarily when the Shabbos Sholeches Lebeis HaKnesses. The husband has an obligation to have an Aliyah LeTorah when his wife goes out, first Shabbos she goes out of the house and she goes to shul. That is really the obligation, which is sometimes a few weeks after birth. That is really the not a few weeks, but maybe a couple of weeks or a week or a couple of weeks. That is really the main obligation when a husband is an obligation to have an aliyah. Followed chasen b'shabbos achar chasen, what we call shabbos shabbos, chasen is an obligation for aliyah l'torah. Yahrzeit comes after all that. Yahrzeit comes after all those, comes the obligation of a yahrzeit. And even then, it's only if the yahrzeit falls on that very Shabbos. Followed by Avi Yeled Zocha, b'Shabbos Lifnei Amila. So, the Bialocha in the old days talking about yahrzeit b'Shabbos Shirim Shemesh Ba'aviv Oimoy. The Mishnah Berurah brings later that if you have a yahrzeit in the forthcoming week, this is only Minhoga. Right, so Avi Yeled Zocha b'Shabbos Lifnei Amila, and right, so these are the main chiyuvim. There's afterwards lower levels, but what the Mishnah Berurah also points out is that this is only if you are from town. If you are from out of town, the obligation are overridden. Chosn boy b'yoyim. Good question, actually. That's a very good question because the chosn is very often going to be from out of town. That's a good question. Yeah, good question. I don't know. It's a very good question. Mishnah Berurah later speaks about yahrzeit. If it's not, so we just mentioned that it's only minhag. It's only a minhag to have a yahrzeit, to have an aliyah before the yahrzeit. is a minhag. It's a very strong minhag, but it's actually not an obligation, a real obligation. But it's a very, very strong minhag. The Mishnah Berurah also carries on another minhag. That's an Amud Beis. The Bialocha brings about the Tokeah. Also normally he has an aliyah. This is only if he doesn't get paid, Rabbi Yisai. If he gets paid, if he takes a salary, you don't have to call him up. There's another minhag as well. Somebody, Mishnah Berurah finishes off the Bialocha by talking about somebody that goes out of town. If somebody travels during the forthcoming week, you give him an aliyah. And similarly, when he returns back safely, you give him an aliyah as well. And a choshev guest also deserves an aliyah. But so these are the main rules. Many more details discussed in the Bialocha, but these are the main rules. We are ready for Kuf Lamed. No, we're not really ready for Kuf Lamed Zayin, because I'm going to recap what we covered today. We started off Simon Kuf Lamed Hei. We started off today's shiur with Kuf Lamed Hei. See if you dalet, who speaks about bring your sefer Torah to a person that's disrespectful. We have to go towards the Torah unless he's Adam Choshev. Adam Choshev, you can bring the sefer Torah to Adam Choshev. Mishnah Berurah is mekil when you bring the sefer Torah towards a minyan. It's not so posh, by the way. Some achronim don't like it so much, but the Mishnah Berurah is very clear that you can bring a sefer Torah towards a minyan, to another minyan. To our poskim who don't like it, that you take the sefer Torah, it's locked, that's a good sign. But some poskim don't like the fact that you bring a sefer Torah from one minyan to another minyan. Because you're for this rule over here. The Bialocha will have no problem, the Mishnah will have no problem with it. Why? Because you bring it to a minyan. But some poskim don't like it so much, but the Mishnah is fine with it. If you bring the sefer Torah to a place, you keep it there for 1 or 2 days prior to lining, that's fine as well. Kuf Lamed Vav taught us about the most choshev aliyah after Kohen and Levi is Shlishi, followed by these are the Rabbonim, the Tayonim, followed by people who also are Talmidei Chachamim, followed by the sons of Talmidei Chachamim, followed by Askonim, followed by Chol Ha'am. The Mishnah Berurah says that actually some people have a minhag to the most choshev aliyah is the final of the when you finish off the seder, that's the most choshev aliyah. And Mishnah Berurah also points out, very important, if the aliyahs are sold, this is not relevant. The Bialocha goes through the main chiyuvim and minhogim of aliyahs, going from chosen and bar mitzvah, bali sheledes, chosen b'shabbos she'acher chasna, yortzeit and avi eletzocho, plus additional minhogim. And this will free the way for Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, which we shall be starting tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.